Amen. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm nothing without him. I tried a whole lot of things. Amen. And it took me a while to get this right. But I thank God I got it right. And I realized that I'm nothing without him. If you're loving, come on and give God a great big praise. For he's worthy of all the praise. If you don't mind, can we just stand up and we're going to read together in part two of the Bible, otherwise known as the New Testament, if you have your Bibles. Turn to the third chapter. A very well-known story. Third chapter. We're going to start at the first verse. Book of Acts. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey. I'm doing the best I can. Okay. All right. In the book of Acts, in the third chapter, we're going to read from the first to the eighth verse. I'll read the first, and then you read the second. Amen. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. Amen. The ninth hour. Amen. Who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms? So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received, amen, strength altogether. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Amen, amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for you have proven yourself to be God. Oh, God, we love you and we magnify you. We're not here for no form or no fashion. Please give me the words to say, amen, that we might be a help to somebody here today. Bless our pastor wherever he might be. Lord, we love you. We praise you. And we know you're going to do it. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Come on, clap your hands. Give God a praise. Now, as a boy growing up, our mother always implored to us to always tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is, I am scared to death. Amen. But you know what? I am silly enough. I'm crazy enough that in my mind, God will do it. Amen. 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 I want to talk from this subject, and I promise I won't be long. I'm going to go back and read the eighth verse again. So he, leaping up, stood, walked, and entered the temple with them. He was walking, he was leaping and praising God. And for just a few moments, amen, just want to talk from this subject. Amen, leaping for joy. Amen, leaping for joy. Amen. Here we have a man who is not identified by name, but rather by his situation. And even though we don't know his name, and the Bible says that, it does tell us a lot about him. He was a man who suffered from a terrible handicap. A man who was born lame and he could not walk. As a matter of fact, he had been lame all his life. He had a problem trying to walk. Amen. No doubt if you saw him, he was probably trying to walk and he was stumbling and he would fall, doing the best he could, but the man couldn't walk. But church, I believe that's an example for all of us. Because you might not want to admit it, but everybody got a dysfunction. Everybody here, amen, has a handicap. For the Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Shiloh, we all, amen, have some issues. Even the person on your pew, amen, has some issues. Even the choir has some issues. All the deacons and the missionaries, it doesn't matter. Everybody here has a problem. So the record says, if you look in verse 2, that he was carried to the temple. And not only was he carried there, but they placed him at the front door. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but there's a reason why they placed him at the front door. They placed him there because he felt like if anybody would be nice to him, if anybody would give him some money, it would be people who were going to church. Amen. Amen. He felt like if anybody would help him, it would be church folk. So that's why he was there, amen, at the front door. If you look at verse 3, it says that Peter and John, they showed up. They showed up walking to the gate, walking to the temple. And the Bible says that the lame man cried out, asking for alms. He cried out, asking for money. But the Bible says that Peter said, look at us. Look at us. And the lame man, he looked at them, expecting to get some money. But honey, Peter burst his bubble and said, silver and gold I don't have. But what I do have, I give unto you. Now, church, what you and I might want might not be what the Lord think we ought to have. And I'm sure what he was trying to tell that man was, I might not have what you want, but oh God, I got what you need. So what Peter did say was, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of the one who set me free, rise up and walk. In the name of the one who died on Calvary, rise up and walk. And in verse 7 it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Amen. He took him. He took that lame man and lifted him up. Now, I don't know how you actually feel about it, but I've been young and also I've been old. Amen. And at this point, I'm old. All right? But I found out that my life is too short now. Okay, to be dealing with people who can't lift me up. I'm too old now to deal with folk who can't lift me up. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to be around folk who are always down on other people. Amen. I ain't got time for that now. Don't have time for that now. I need somebody to lift me up. Amen? And the best place Okay, that you would think, if you want to find some lifters, is to go to church. Is to go to church. If you want some lifters, they ought to be in that church crowd. Amen? Now, when was the last time, Shiloh, that you lifted someone up? Amen, I'll say it again. I ain't got no help. When was the last time that you lifted somebody up? Somebody who might have been down and you talked to them. Somebody who felt like giving up and you talked to them. Somebody who wanted to lose their mind and you talked to them. Somebody who felt like committing suicide and you talked to them. If anywhere, there should be some people who lift people up. Amen. It ought to be folk in the church. Now, if you notice, amen, Peter and John had a positive effect on the man outside of the church. Okay, the miracle took place outside of the church. My brothers and my sisters, watch how you treat people outside of the church. Watch how you talk to people outside of the church. Amen. And if you notice, everybody tries to be holy inside of the church. Everybody wants to look so holy and sanctified inside of the church. But how you treat people on the outside of the church? What is your behavior on the outside of the church? Are you cussing and fighting, amen, on the outside of the church? Now the record says that this man who was lame, who had this handicap, he was lifted. It also says that as he was being lifted, his feet and his ankles became strengthened. As he was being lifted, he got stronger. As he was being lifted, God performed a miracle. Amen. Now just imagine. Here's a man who was lame, and he's walking in the church. He's walking in the church. He couldn't walk now, but he's walking in the church. And as he's walking in this church, amen, no doubt there were people who were all high-sedity, people who were all stuck up. And the lame man's walking in the church. And then all of a sudden, he starts leaping. All of a sudden, he starts leaping. Amen. Just imagine how that crowd inside the church, they looked at him and probably said, what in the world is wrong with him? Ain't that the man who was outside at the gate? Ain't that the man who couldn't walk? But here he is, not just walking, he's leaping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, when the Lord has done something for you, there's sometimes, amen, if you want to leap. And I've got to the point now, I don't care what folk think. Hey, glory. I don't care what people think. I don't care what they say. If I feel like if I feel like leaping, I'm going to leap. Amen. Amen. If the Lord has healed your body, amen, you got a right to leap. If he's touched your heart, you got a right to leap. If he's turned your situation, you got a right to leap. Amen. Amen. And there are times, you know what? That when the Lord brings you out, Sometimes you get so caught up. Glory. Sometimes you get so happy. Amen. That, amen, you forget about exactly where you are. Amen. You forget about what all those people will say. You forget about what they think about you. And then you start acting strange. Hallelujah. You start acting a little strange. You can't keep still. Your feet go to moving. Hallelujah. Your hands go to clapping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I need somebody right now in the building who has ever been sick and God healed your body. I need somebody who has ever been down. Hallelujah. And God pick you up. I need somebody who knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that God can and God will. Well, it started with him. Do a little walk in the temple. Amen. He's just walking. He's walking in the temple. He's walking. And the more he thought about what God had done for him, the more he thought about Jesus, hallelujah, he thought about, he started leaping. He started leaping. He started leaping. And I don't know how you feel about it. Don't know what God has done for you. But the more I think about what he's done for me, hallelujah, the more I think about how he set me free, the more I think about how he made a way out of no way. I've had 2 blood clots, hallelujah. They told me I wouldn't go make it. But the more I think about, the more I think about what he's done, hallelujah, I can't help but just, I can't help it. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. I leap. One more thing, hallelujah. If you recall, on 9/11, hallelujah, I was supposed to work there. On 9/11, I was scheduled to work. But on that Monday, they called me and said, Robinson, no, you don't have to come in. So you can imagine on that Tuesday when I got up and hit the TV and saw the World Trade Center going down, you can imagine how I felt. I'll tell you what I did. I started leaping. I started leaping. I started leaping. I started leaping. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need some leapers this morning. I need some leapers this morning. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, excuse me while I leap. Excuse me. I need some room. Excuse me. I need some room. Excuse me. I'm getting ready to praise him. Excuse me. Oh, Jesus. I need some room. I'm getting ready to leap. I'm getting ready to leap. Come on, let's leap. If Jesus. 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 Hey, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. One last thing. If your praise hasn't come through yet and you still waiting, amen, you can leak on, it's on faith. If you're waiting on God to do it for you, you can leap on faith. For he may not come when you want him. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So you can leap until he comes. You can leap on credit. You can leap until he brings you out. You can leap until he comes. Come on, give God a praise. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on and help me out. Help me out. Lift Jesus. Let's lift Jesus together. Come on. Let's lift Jesus. Let's lift Jesus. It might be your last time, so you better do it now. It might be your last time. You better do it now. You're up today, but you might be down tonight. So I found out I'm going to praise him like I'm losing my mind. I'm going to praise him like I'm losing my mind. Why? Because he's been good.
Hallelujah.